welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The nomination period is now underway. Well, for president, too, but today we're talking about county FSA committee members.
It's very important for people to be involved with Farm Service Agency and U.S. Department of Agriculture. Any eligible agriculture producer is urged to participate. Nominate a friend or nominate themselves. Get someone to nominate them and be involved.
Bob Finch, executive officer for FSA in Kentucky, he says in addition to serving as local liaison to USDA programs, the county committee determines who is eligible, so the committee needs active, dedicated leaders.
It's only as strong as the farmers that participate in it, and they do make a lot of decisions that affect other farmers in their community in terms of eligibility for loans or disaster payments.
With changes in the recent farm bill, Finch says this might be a good time for younger folks to consider serving, or those producing alternative crops. Over the years, he says, county leaders in Kentucky have been willing to step forward.
Yes, I think the history's shown in most places they are willing to, and a number of younger farmers have begun to be involved, and we very strongly urge all people that are involved in agriculture to become at least participate in the election process. If they're not able to serve, perhaps they know someone that would be able to serve.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
I'm Ellie Wagoner. As a Kentucky dairy farmer, I care for my land, my animals, and the wholesome food I produce, milk. Milk is packed with 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of protein and calcium for strong bones and teeth, all for about 25 cents per serving. It takes hard work and dedication to produce high-quality milk. We're passionate about our cows, and we make sure they receive top-notch care. Get your 3 servings of dairy today and learn more at southeastdairy.org.
The period for farmers to nominate county FSA committee members is now underway through August 3rd. Local open positions, says Finch, depend on the location.
The county committees generally consist of 3 to 5 or more people, depend upon how many counties are served by one committee. Because we have a lot of multi-county offices, the number increases.
Finch says traditional and alternative crop producers are welcome.
You could be a grape person, you could do catfish, you could do all kinds of any traditional crops or non-traditional crops. You could still be involved. We really need people that have knowledge of vegetable crops and other newer commodities that are being grown.
Further details and nomination forms are available at county FSA offices and online at fsa.usda.gov/elections. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.